This half hour is presented by VIP Care, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Good morning and happy Monday. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, but this half hour is not about me. No, no, no. It's actually about you. Yes, my friend. You can call. You can text 850-437-1620. We have Dr. Reed. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm pretty good. Yes. All things considered, my daughter turned 5 this weekend, so it could have been a disaster, but
happy birthday. Which day was her birthday?
Saturday the 17th.
Our kids share a birthday.
Hey, that's awesome.
Oh my goodness, I feel so much more connected to you right now. That is awesome. Okay, very cool. Okay, Dr. Ehrman, I won't ignore you. I'm sorry.
Oh, we were okay.
Good morning to you. And how are things going at VIP Care?
They're going great.
Yeah?
They are.
We had a good week last week. I feel like, you know, there's a lot of discussions with virus on the rise and different things. And so I can imagine that might bring an influx of individuals coming in and possibly nervous or asking like, hey, is this vaccine going to work? Are you getting a lot of questions and inquiries like that?
About every day.
Really?
Yeah. And so the focus of VIP Care, of course, is on prevention, right? So we try to keep people healthy. And one of the ways that we do that is with vaccination. So keeping people vaccinated, up to date with their vaccines is very, very important. If there's anything that we can do in primary care that prevents or mitigates disease, it's vaccines.
Amen.
Yeah. And then in terms of, are people skittish? Yes, because there's a lot of misrepresentation of the virus, misinformation. But, you know, let's just call it what it is. There's a lot of lies that are associated with it. So if you have questions, talk to someone who's reputable. Speak to your family physician or, you know, go to reputable sources. So the CDC, Center for Disease Control, also your county health department. Those are all reputable sources of information about the vaccine. But when it comes to my practice, my patients, highly recommended. There's very few instances where it is not going to be appropriate.
Very few. The local hospitals also have great information lines on them. The local pharmacies are very good information sources as well. You know, I see every day, a couple of times a day, I have conversations with patients who haven't been vaccinated yet, are social distancing and really kind of isolating at home and in fear of both getting infected and getting vaccinated. But having that one-on-one conversation with somebody to answer the questions about, okay, what's really in the vaccine? What are the risks of this? Am I a candidate for this? What's going to happen to me when I get it? Which vaccine is the best vaccine? And really, the answer to all of that is, you know, the risks of infection outweigh the risks of being vaccinated in the vast majority of people, and get the vaccine that's available.
Okay, excellent. Yes. Very good. 850-437-1620. I'm Jenna Barr. I'm here with Dr. Reed and Dr. Ehrman from VIP Care. They may not be able to diagnose you on the phone, but you can always call, text in 850-437-1620. I know Dr. Reed and Dr. Ehrman, of course, you come up with a topic to talk about and discuss and then open to questions. So what are we going to talk about today for the next 20 minutes?
Well, so I'll go ahead and start with some care wins, right? Yeah. So whenever someone comes to me as a first-time patient, you know, I get to know them. I review all of their medications, their medical history, surgical history, family history. You know, you really want to know your patient. What are they at risk for? What are they dealing with right now in terms of their health and what's keeping them and holding them back? And a lot of my patients have diabetes because, let's be honest, you know, 2/3 of Americans are overweight, obese, and then 1/3 of Americans will suffer from impaired fasting glucose, and about 10% of Americans have diabetes, like diagnosed diabetes. So, like I said, a lot of my patients will have diabetes, and it's very surprising to see when patients are not on the right regimen. You know, they'll come in and their sugars are all over the place, and it's because their physician just said, hey, you got diabetes, take this med, or hey, you've got diabetes, watch your sugars. But then they don't offer anything that's useful, right? So like useful advice, useful ways to control the disease. And so I find that I'm laying a lot of that groundwork the first couple of times that I see a patient. And I have a few patients, even in the last few months, that I've been able to drop their A1C, which is their marker for diabetic control. Normal is anything 5.6 and below. Diabetes is 6.5 and above. And they'll come to me at like 12-13% on their A1C, and I'll get them within 4, 5, 6 months all the way down to like 7, which is really, really good.
Absolutely. That's our goal.
Yeah. So in terms of like diabetic control, the better you can keep your glucose control, the better.
So many people don't really understand the disease process. So a lot of that is teaching them, well, how did you get to this point? You know, the difference between type 2 diabetes, type 1 diabetes, what foods can I eat? How, you know, what should I be drinking? What kind of exercise is good for me? You know, we see that a lot. Great, great resources out there. Recently, I went to the American Diabetes Association webpage again, and they've updated their website recently. It looks great. They have recipes online. They have a lot of great educational resources there. You can buy a cookbook that talks about macronutrients, phosphorus. It talks about many, many, many different things with each recipe. It's $11. It's a great cookbook. It's like 200 pages long. So, again, another great resource right there.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, I have some good news. You can call, you can text in, but you cannot be diagnosed over the phone. That's the bad news. But the good news is we will give you the number to also be able to call VIP Care themselves and be able to talk to them. But I do have somebody on the phone, Michael from Gulf Breeze. Good morning, Michael. Do you have a question for our doctors today?
I do. Just a quick question on the people who are not vaccinated that have had COVID, that still have antibodies. And because what I've seen is people that have had antibodies that have got the vaccine have had a terrible reaction to the vaccine. I know three people personally that have worse than I know people that had actual COVID itself.
Okay, so I'll take that one. In terms of what is the current recommendation for persons that have had COVID and the COVID vaccine? It is get it, unless you've had monoclonal antibody or convalescent plasma infusion within the last 90 days. Now, there are instances where your body mounts an immune response to a vaccine, so you'll feel junky. You know, you'll get a low-grade fever, you'll get chills, muscle aches, but it's not to the extent of having COVID, and it's better.
Right, but the people that I know, all three that had COVID, they were told by their doctor to get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. After they got it, all three of them, one guy was 28 years old, was in bed for almost 2 weeks, much worse than the people that I know that have actually had COVID. So, mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, we're hearing a lot of misinformation, but we're not hearing at all about reactions to the COVID vaccine that are really real. People that are young kids that are getting it that have neurological issues now because they got it.
So that's, you know, I'm going to cut you off right there. There is a way to monitor for vaccine reactions. It's called Vaccine Safe. Okay. And for these anecdotal situations that do come up and are reactions from the vaccine, they do happen. However, they are very small in response when you compare them to the amount of people that are dying and also having major complications from the COVID infection itself, right? So I'm about looking at the numbers, and there's nothing in this world that is 100% safe, right? But when you're talking about a vaccine which has very few side effects, yes, there are going to be those individual singular events that they're unfortunate, especially to the person that they happen to, versus a disease that will kill you. You know, there's the mortality rate for COVID is something like, you know, depending on your age, comorbidities, 5 to 12%.
Yeah.
That's crazy, right?
Right. But Well, no, yeah, for a certain age, but that's not true. You just gave misinformation. That's 80 or older, 70 something or older.
So,
and that is big. And so that's the biggest majority of people that have been vaccinated. But when you're telling people that have a 99.6% chance survival rate to get something that I've seen hurt people more than actually had COVID that would get through this with their natural immune response and their antibodies fighting this, I guess I just don't understand that.
Well, so what I would say is, you know, it's a conversation between the patient and the physician. And there's always going to be give and take. It's about finding what's right for you. But at this point in time, getting the vaccine is safer than getting COVID.
It depends on what age you are, I guess.
No. I'm going to cut you off right there. It doesn't matter what age you are. It's better to get the vaccine than get the disease.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I guess, yeah, just getting through this and learning. I guess I just see it from a different people that I've seen, even numbers that I've seen.
So when I was saying, like, anecdotal evidence is not as compelling as conglomerate evidence. So when you're talking about two or three people, yes, that's, like I said, very heartbreaking that happened. But you need to talk about the millions of people that are contracting the disease and now the hundreds of thousands of people that are dying from the disease versus
608,000.
What is the death rate now? What is the death rate here recently? Do you know what that is that have died of COVID?
608,000 approximately in the United States.
But I'm talking about now. What's the daily? What's our daily numbers now?
That's matter. Changing. Yeah, honestly, I'd have to look back at the
Death rate is nothing. Right? It's not even a pandemic like it was anymore. And
what benchmark are you using as a pandemic?
Well, the pandemic, people are not dying from this every day like
yes, they
were
they are.
A year ago. I understand. Right, but they're not dying 1,000 or two. I mean, the thousands
but
that
again,
were dying every
those are,
day.
Those are real deaths, right? And any death
right.
that can be prevented, any death that can be, any life that can be saved, it's worth saving, right?
And the death rate
no,
is much
I don't
higher
I don't
among
disagree with you there. I don't disagree at all with that. What I'm saying is that there are more side effects to these vaccines.
No, there are more
COVID.
There are more. There's more risk of getting COVID and dying. Or no. There are more.
True.
No. So we're going to have to agree to disagree on this one, and I'm going to have to cut this conversation short.
People aren't really doing their research.
No.
They're listening.
So listen, there's independent reading, or there's independent thinking, and there's critical thinking. Being independent thinker, I think, is very overrated. It means that you're making decisions in a vacuum. You need to be a critical thinker. You need to look at all of the data, right? Not just
evidence-based.
There's evidence that supports what you want, and there's evidence that is true.
Okay. Hey, thank you for that. I know we have to keep the conversation going. Michael, thank you for calling in. I guess that's right. You just said agree to disagree and make sure that, you know, everybody is doing their research. Talk to your doctor independently, get their opinion and advice and go from there. I think that's, you know, the one thing that I want to express, if I can, real quick, right? Is that you just handled that with grace, and thank you for that, Dr. Reed. And Dr. Reed is with VIP Care. You know, there's a lot of things that we won't all agree with in the world, and there's a lot of things out there, right? But, you know, we also have to remember to be able to not just agree to disagree, but also to hear each other out, and then be able to walk away and go, okay, you know what? I'm going to learn from here, right? So, I go to my doctor, he tells me something, and I listen to him and get his advice. So anyways, good job. I want to keep this ball rolling with wellness. Let's be well. Yeah. And here, do you have more success stories? By the way, I don't know if you shared yours yet, Dr. Ehrman. Do you have a success story this morning?
In a manner of speaking, Amy and I were talking about this before coming in here, and sometimes success isn't necessarily about life, but end of life. And you know, it, when we treat, so first of all, you know, we believe in sick care as well, but we're really focused on health care, and we focus on 65 and over patients that have Medicare Advantage plans. And in that population, you know, typically our patients are a lot sicker, and we deal with a lot more end-of-life issues, and sometimes families are overwhelmed by that and need help. You know, when you know, their mothers, their grandmothers, their spouses, their siblings are at the end of life, and they're afraid to that, you know, this family member is going to go into a hospital or an institution and die, and their wishes are to die at home, and they're trying to care for them in the house. So what do we do about that? And that's where we can provide great advice and great resources. You know, home hospice is a great way to ease someone's death in the house, and sometimes people don't understand what that is, and just need to have an honest conversation about what we can do to ease someone's passing. So, you know, unfortunately, over the last several weeks, I've done a fair amount of that, and I think that's a success story, because death is certainly part of life, and we need to make it easier for our families, and help them out. So,
yeah,
I love that's my success story.
I mean, you're gonna make me cry, but okay, thank you for that. No, it's such a. I have a family member who works in hospice, and I'm like, I don't know how you do it. I really don't know how you go, but man, that heart that you have and that dedication to those people, and yeah, being able to navigate from your care for them into those final stages where they can be at peace is a very big deal. And it's, I can imagine the impact that you have on their lives. Do you have connections in like a network with hospice care here in Pensacola and in Northwest Florida?
We do. I won't give out particular names, but you know, some of the companies that we work with, one in particular, we're on a first name basis. They have my cell number, you know, my office manager's cell number. We talk constantly, and they know that we have an open door policy, open phone policy. If anybody needs anyone, you know, anything, then just call or show up at the office, and we'll take care of it.
Very cool. I love that. You think of all the things. I remember. What was it? Dwight Schrute in The Office was like,
oh,
you know, you only live once. And he was like, false. You live every day. You only die once. And I think of that, like, I want the end, if we know it's coming, to be peaceful, because it's not really about us completely at that point. You know, it's about the family that you're leaving behind and those memories. And so I love that that's something that you shared with us. That's a big part of your role and your job and as a caregiver across the board for your patients. Okay, so moving along, those are our good news stories, I guess we'll call it that. What are we going to talk about next?
Well, why don't we go ahead and give that number? So if we're if you like what we're saying, if we're jiving with what you want in a care team, give us a call. The number is 850-517-4646.
Yes, and also just a reminder, VIP Care, you can go online, learn more about them. But if you have questions about coverage or it's Medicare Advantage. Okay, yep. I want to get that right. With Medicare Advantage, whether that's something you want to, you know, take advantage of, wink, wink, please give them a call. They can walk you through that. There is somebody there that helps you. I think sometimes it's just a matter of, I don't know what to do. You know, and then you make that call and some nice person on the other line is like, okay, well, here we have this and this, and you can come by and pick up a packet or whatever you have to do. And then you're like, oh, that wasn't so hard.
Yep.
Why did I make it so hard in my brain? Or at least maybe I do, because I'm an overthinker. Okay, excellent. And then also I want to give you an opportunity to share your locations real quick before we move along.
Yep. So we have three locations in Pensacola, one in Milton. I'm located in the Pine Forest Mobile Highway Clinic in Pensacola.
I'm at Brent and North Davis Highway right there just south of the Home Depot.
And then we have one other location on Mobile Highway and Fairfield.
That's right. Tons of options. And there's also, they make a way if you do not have transportation. They walk you through that. And I know last week we also talked a little bit about not just your health in a mindset of, you know, treating my diabetes or keeping my weight off, but also your health in a lifestyle, mm-hmm. and getting you active and getting you around people and working with you to have the best life that you possibly can. So it's like the one-stop shop. Is it like a I guess you can call it a boutique physician's office.
We're almost like concierge medicine, almost. Yeah.
That's a good way to put it.
Yep.
That's amazing. I love that. Do you guys have also like after-hours options, like for like a nurse line or anything like that?
So we actually have an on-call physician. So when you call after hours, you know, of course, try to get your calls into your office, your clinic during office hours, because you know you're gonna talk to your care team. But after hours, if there's something that you're like, I don't know if I should go to an urgent care, an ER, can this wait till tomorrow? I just have a question about a medication, and you know the pharmacist didn't answer. Call, because we have an on-call physician. Like, you'll talk to a doctor.
We have an on-call, we have a backup, mm-hmm. and we always have someone that speaks Spanish, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, my last weekend that I was on call, I took about 45, 50 calls. It's actually...
Stop.
It's kind of fun.
That's a lot.
Talking to patients, yeah.
It's actually fun. I enjoyed it.
40 to 50? How do you even fit that in your day?
Well, they're 5, 10 minutes, and you get calls 24 hours a day
mm-hmm. yeah.
for an entire week. So.
You know, it's okay. I'm that person that calls.
And that's all right. I'd rather you call us.
It was me. I called you 40 times. But yeah, you have questions. Like, I remember being a first-time parent, right? So,
okay.
Amy, you still have like younger kids with a little bit around the age of mine. Mm-hmm. And so you're like a mom, like the first time. Now you're a doctor, so you're way more advanced than me. You've got it like all covered in motherhood. I was like calling like, so what happens, like, you know, if they don't, you know, the first in the morning, is there something wrong? Do they need a laxative? Like, I was, like, so confused.
Yeah, don't worry, Jenna, because, like, even as, you know, a doctor, like, I still have my own insecurities when it comes to raising my kids. So don't worry.
But does this bone look right?
Right.
Like, what is this? And it's kind of funny. Once you get on a first name basis with the nurses at the pediatrician's office, you're like, I should probably stop calling. We need to break up. Oh, I love that. Okay, so that's also good. Now, if they call the regular number, will it give them an option to transfer them to the after hours line?
So we have a call center over, I affectionately refer to them as the mothership over in Tampa.
Very nice.
And you know, if we can't answer the phone at the office, it goes to the mothership. And if they are trying to transfer over, it'll actually go all the way up to our regional manager. Mm-hmm. I mean, we take phone calls very seriously, so we want to make sure that, you know, it's you know, patients are heard and can get in when they need to get in. So. Yes, if you know, during normal business hours, 5 days a week, you should be able to talk to someone at your local clinic. After hours, starting at about 5 o'clock, and then again on through about 8 o'clock in the morning, and then all, you know, at all hours through the weekend, you should be transferred through a service to the physician, not anyone else. I mean, at some point, a physician will call you back, mm-hmm. and it's not just. Hopefully it's your physician, but unfortunately with the size of our patient population, that doesn't always happen.
Okay, very good. Hey, we have about a minute left with our doctors. Time is flying by, and there's a lot of good information, a lot of good learning opportunities today. A couple questions real quick. Let me hit them before we wrap up. Do you accept Medicaid?
We accept Medicare Advantage HMO plans only.
Okay, very good.
If you have questions about this, please call us at 850-517-4646.
517-4646. And then this is another question. I had the COVID in March. Should I go ahead and get the vaccine now? I guess, is that a good enough time span?
In general, yes, unless you have one of those exclusions. You know, if you've, in the last 90 days, you've had convalescent plasma, or if you've had the
monoclonal antibodies.
Got it.
What is that fancy word again?
Monoclonal antibodies. MABs.
MABs. Okay. Yeah. I love that. That sounds like something you might call, like, your grandma. Hey,
right?
MABs. I kind of like that. It's a fun nickname right there. All right. Hey, give that number one more time so people can give you a call and ask those questions directly.
850-517-4646.
Very good. Can you give us a sneak peek of what we'll talk about next week?
So we're introducing another physician from the team next week, and I'm really looking forward to that. So we're going to leave you with a cliffhanger on that one.
There you go.
Well, Dr. Ehrman and Dr. Reed, thank you so much for joining us today on the Pensacola Expert.